This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares, hour number two. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, a quick question before we get into health and wellness. There are a number of people who have expressed concern on the Internet about Hillary Clinton's health. She seems to need a support behind her back if she's sitting down. She can't just sit in a chair and lean forward as I am right now or as you do. She needs to have a podium to hang on to. She needs a railing when she's going upstairs. Do you have any concerns about her health based on the images that you've seen?
I have more concerns about her brain than I do her health. I mean, to be quite honest, Vince, I hope her health is as bad as is often, predicted, because maybe she won't make it to the election or to the White House, even if she's elected. I'm sorry, but I consider her just one more evil step in the destruction of America. And obviously she's not healthy, but she's not been healthy mentally all her life.
And there are I've read reports that that she's had affairs with women, affairs with men.
Oh, there are numerous reports of that,
including with Yoko Ono, John Lennon's wife. Yoko Ono reported that she and Hillary had a fling, an intimate fling, a sexual fling.
Well, in today's world, where transgender is pushed, what's a little bigender?
Dr. Shealy, since we're on this topic, I read a post, I believe it's Gettysburg College, that is kind of letting men think that, masculinity is not such a good thing. It's a...
I'm sorry. There's so much BS in today's world. That's another bit of political incorrectness.
And I was thinking, back when Mrs. Fennelli and I were married in the 1970s, she was looking for a man. She was not looking to marry a woman. She was not she was looking for a head to spend the rest of her life with a man who acted and behaved like a man, not an effeminate person. She really wanted, and I didn't want to marry a man. I wanted to marry a woman, and that's kind of the way it works, isn't it? I mean, the plumbing's all worked out that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, to each its own, I suppose, but I'm not interested in the man who kissed the cows behind.
Yeah.
Or other such things.
Yeah, and Dr. Shealy, what we're seeing is a CoverGirl? CoverGirl magazine. If I'm not mistaken, CoverGirl magazine is going to have a cover with a guy, this, feminine-looking. Well, I'm not sure about the dress. Maybe that will help sell dresses to men. But it seems like it's being promoted that you don't have to be macho, you don't have to be strong, you can shave your legs as 35% of men have admitted to shaving their legs. Dr. Shuley, it's never occurred to me to shave my legs. Never.
I kind of like the hair on my legs.
Well, yeah, and you know, I've heard of guys shaving their chests. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think the man should be the head of the household. He should protect his family. You know, the men have roles and women have roles. It's not like I don't do the dishes. You know, I help out every way I can. Mrs. Finelli thinks I have a severe allergy to vacuuming, but but I wash the clothes and, the, you know, hang them up on the line. I do, you know, I do some of the things that women do, but that doesn't make me less of a man. I'm not wearing earrings, and I don't put makeup on, and you know, I don't cross dress, and I don't do those things because I am a man, and I hope more men resist the temptation to becoming more feminized.
Well,
I think it's just one more nail in the coffin.
Those men who want to transform themselves to women are sick, and interestingly, the American Academy of Pediatrics published a white paper a couple of months ago in which they said it just the way it is. This whole business about transgender is dangerous for normal kids. And it's one of the greatest, it's one of the worst of Obama's bullshit, sorry, on the air, but unbelievable badness from the Obama administration. And the transgender is near the top of the list as society destructive.
So what do we do, Dr. Shuley, as parents? You know, I've said to our children, if you think that you're queer, don't come back home.
But you're using an out of date term.
Yeah,
you know?
I am.
It went out about what in the early 80s.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've told our children a couple things. One, if they get tattooed, I consider that permanent, and that is as permanent if they were to show up with tattoos as their removal from inheritance. They get tattooed. No inheritance. Simple as that. And I've said that to him. You know, it's my money. Whatever amount,
well,
you know.
As the office would say, good on you, mate.
So if they're going to do something that dumb as to get a tattoo in the moment of whatever the moment is that they make a dumb decision, they haven't done it. They have not been tattooed. And I told them if they determined that they were homos, just don't come back home. No need to come back home.
You need to teach a class in parenting.
Well, I hate to say this, but there's this young lady that I think is a nice person, and she determined that she was a homo. And she won't come to our house anymore because she knows how I feel about homos. And it's a shame. It's a shame.
Honestly, I don't really have those kinds of feelings about people who happen to be that way. And yet, I do consider, especially the mixed genders, if you will, and all that, among the sickest of all possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't all be perfect like us.
Well, so how do we get this way, Dr. Shuley? Is it nurture and nature? Is it deficiency
in
our...
It's lack of nurture and stupid nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. The left wing has been going this route for the last 70 or 80 years. They encourage these unusual behaviors and are pushing it on everybody. And again, I consider the transgender thing among the worst. The idea of a man who thinks he's a woman for the day going into a lady's room is contemptuous at the very least.
Well, if that guy follows Mrs. Finelli into the ladies' room and one of our sons sees it, I know that guy's going to have a broken nose. I know it. Both of them. all of our children have competed at Disney's Wide World of Sports in the National Karate Championships. And one of them actually took second place in the nation in his class. And that's the guy I'm thinking of who would most probably break that guy's nose should he wander into the ladies' room, you know, public ladies' room after Mrs. Finelli. I can just see that happening. Dr. Shuley, could this be the result of maybe a combination of things? A poor diet. I'm talking about the increase in transgenders, homosexuality, deviant behavior. Could it be a combination of nurture as well as poor diet and immunizations? Well, is that,
yeah, part,
that part
of it, of course, is, as is a great deal of the lack of energy, the result of crummy nutrition. And it's, mm-hmm. as you know, soy, which is being pushed by oddballs, is highly estrogenic. And, of mm-hmm. course, a lot of the petrochemicals, including dish detergent, are estrogenic in nature. And so remember that the male average sperm count has decreased from 150 million 75 years ago to 40 million a day. And men become infertile, unable to fertilize when they get down to 20 million. So we're on the verge of extinction of the whole human race because of all the chemical pollution in the world.
Okay, there's an article I was reading, and we've talked about this many, many times over the years, but I believe it bears repeating again and again and again, and also I'd like to do it right now again, and that is this plague of plastic, Dr. Shuley. There's plastic balls in some of our toothpastes. There's plastic in bottles, bottled water, bottled beverages. Mayonnaise comes in plastic bottles. I don't know of too many items other than some pickles that come in a glass. But plastic jars, plastic wrappers, plastic straws, plastic baggies, plastic wrap. I mean, the list, plastic food storage containers, the list goes on and on and on. And I understand that we are disrupting our hormones, causing cancer, diabetes, ADHD, and autism. Can we discuss that, and then we'll get into health and wellness?
Yes.
Can we discuss the plastic plague when we come back?
Yes, Bisphenol.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is five-star FiveStarSoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at FiveStarSoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, and Dr. Shuley, we got the lines are lit up, and I just want to mention that, you know, some people say that we don't talk about good news here on USA Prepares, and actually I have a bit of good news. Hillary Clinton was at a Chipotle restaurant in Ohio on her campaign travels, and no one recognized her. No one recognized Hillary Clinton at a restaurant, so she had to do a lap around and kind of walk around and try to find somebody to shake hands with. But none of the people in the restaurant recognized Hillary Clinton. So I think that's a bit of good news.
Yes, indeed.
Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings. I just wanted to touch on one quick subject. You mentioned infertility issues, and I'd recently spoken with Lauren from Ohio, and she is quite well versed in this area. And she said that one of the things that people could do is take a sample of sperm, and you're not only looking for quantity, but you're looking for their vitality, the ability of them to swim and to actually get into the egg. And she said something to the effect that a lot of times if the swimmers are very weak, the egg will literally reject it. And will not get inside. And then there was the issue of the women having these cysts, ovarian cysts, seem to be prevalent among many women, and that prevents the egg from implanting.
Well, those are definitely additional problems, no question about it. The whole problem of infertility has zoomed again in the last 50 or 60 years. And they're all interrelated. I mean, it's hard to say that just one thing, like the soy or the petroestrogens, is the major cause, because we have so many poisons in the world today, including birth control pills. Let's face it. If a woman has been on birth control pills for more than a year or two, that interrupts her fertility sometimes for up to several years.
Is that a cause of birth defects, Dr. Shuley?
No question. All of these things add up. If she has trouble conceiving, she's more likely to have more problems with whatever she conceives, because her whole body is not as healthy.
And I've been reading about polycystic ovaries. Can you address that?
That is interesting. An estrogen dominance, usually. In other words, a fair number of women have, especially if they're overweight, produce too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. See, normally there's a balance between progesterone and estrogen every month, and that's what the whole cycle runs around. And if women are overweight significantly, they produce a great excess of estrogen, and that's the kind of thing that leads to polycystic ovaries as well as breast cancer.
And I've read that drinking red wine, now we're not talking about to excess, but drinking a moderate amount of red wine can help keep those cysts at bay. Have you had any experience with that, Dr. Shuley?
Yes.
Resveratrol in red wine.
Yes, resveratrol does seem to enhance immune function and overall health, yes.
Okay. Mike Parsons, anything else?
No, I appreciate it. That seems to be something that I find is quite prevalent across the country in people that I've spoken to. And I did know perhaps there's some type of link, because some of these people are not overweight, but I think they all tend to eat wheat as part of their diet. I didn't know if that might be somehow linked to that, or if it's just warfare against we the people to reduce our numbers that we just can't identify the source of it.
Well, wheat is just another of the mutual poisons these days. There's so many of them, it's hard to blame any one.
Right.
Great point. Mike, it's great to hear your voice.
It's good to be heard. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk again.
Thank you very much. Coming up, Sharon in Montana. She'd like to talk about GMO. Sharon in Montana, another USA Prepares instructor, is going to be with us, with Dr. Shuley, in just a couple of minutes. She's calling in. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Fox. Oh, no, there's something
happening.
This is
going to
be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now we've got breaking news. National Enquirer, Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. It says, Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. These are quotes. Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. I arranged sex trysts for her with men and women. And then the front page of the National Enquirer says, Hillary Hitman tells all. She ordered me to destroy Bill's sex victims, bribe reporters to bury truth, ruin Monica Lewinsky, hide her sleazy affairs, pay hush money to hookers. Front page of the National Enquirer, which I believe is getting to be more trusted than some of the other major media outlets. So
there you have it.
And we've got, National Enquirer. Sharon in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Sheely.
Yeah, good morning. I just had a couple comments.
Good morning.
On Jeffrey Smith's book, Seeds of Deception, he prints a lot of the animal studies he did using GMOs. And the babies came out messed up, basically, sexually. The males had small genitalia, and the women, the females, were aggressive and had, they were prone to tumors and stuff. So I feel like part of the bent towards a stronger point of homosexuality is somewhat somewhat caused by GMOs. And then the other thing is, in studies, with people who are homosexual, they rarely have a good relationship with their father. Frequently they have no relationship with their father. So I also think it's somewhat social. But my point is that I personally think homosexuality is wrong. So I believe people have choices. You might be bent with a lazy, you might be born with like a lazy bent or an angry bent or whatever, but we can make choices, and we do not have to be what our bent is. We can modify it. I know of my one children, one of my sons, he was born with a temper. The minute he came out of the womb, he was absolutely furiously mad, and the midwife and I were laughing, okay? But he learned how to control that by guidance, you know, and he doesn't have that problem now. He's very controlled. So I do believe that as parents, we have a huge input on what our children are going to be like. And secondly, as far as GMO, if I had a small child, I would avoid GMO if at all possible in every way I could. And when it comes to formula, if you had to do formula, I wouldn't buy GMO formula because I think it's causing damage to our children.
Well, I think that there are so many reasons for all of the problems that we have. I agree, GMO sucks, and I'm being kind. I don't like it. I don't like any of the abnormal things that have gone on in our government. But we still can choose habits, as you say, and we can choose how we eat, we can choose how we exercise. And those are the things that can determine our health in every conceivable way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I just think that we have, I do believe there's a bigger agenda to tear down our society. And I believe that they're trying to make everybody a victim and helpless. And you notice that they're coddling children to their most ridiculous thing. I mean, trying to tell them they're wonderful when they're not wonderful. Okay, I'm not saying you should tear children down, but you can be said that was bad behavior. You ought not to behave that way. As opposed, oh, honey, you're just such a wonderful child, you know. It's tearing down the whole society. So we have these people who feel like, well, I can't help it, I can't do anything. And it's not true. It's just not true.
And are you talking also about every student's a winner? You have a competition and everybody wins.
Yeah.
So there's really no competition.
I think really small children, you encourage them and you say, well, you fell down that time, but you'll do better next. I mean, that's fine. But not say, oh, you were great when you fell down. Okay. It's lying. It's not being honest. They don't have a way to balance what is good or bad if they're not being told what is good or bad or being trained in that way. I think that as I get older, you know, when my children were really young, I say, sports school, and I had probably a more unique way of correcting their papers. I put a sad face, and then they would have to correct it, and then it became a happy face when they were in, like, first and second grade. But by the time they got older, we changed that, you know. And so I think that you should encourage children, but you shouldn't be lying to them. You shouldn't say they're most, you know, that they won when they didn't win, you know. But I just feel like we have this society, the whole concept is like we can't take care of ourselves. We need somebody else, the big brother government. Everybody needs to take care of us. And I've been talking with people that are generally my age, which we didn't grow up like that as children. We were expected to pick up our toys. We were expected to get dressed. We were expected to help. We were expected to take care of ourselves when we played outside. We did not have to be entertained every 5 minutes. And it's weakening down our society. It just is.
Sharon, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, did you ever use the term, and I can't imagine you did because I never did, but did you ever use the term, I'm bored?
Not long. No, I did that one time. My mom decided it was a good time for me to wash the hall walls. And then if I was still bored, she would find something else for me to do. And I use that same technique with my kids. So we didn't get bored. We definitely found something to do.
Right, and that is the point. And today's children, I've heard them say, I'm bored. And I think it means a couple things. I think it means, one, you need to entertain me, and two, it's your fault. it's not my fault. It's not my fault that they feel bored. It's their fault that they haven't found something to do, something productive to do. And I also think that ties with two things. I'd love to hear your comments, Dr. Shuley. Number one, the cell phone that they're always looking down at, and television. So entertainment through television and entertainment through cell phones, meaning they've got to find out, so what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. That, you know, those kind of texts back and forth. Do you think that the electronics have put children in a position where they feel that they're bored when they should be doing something that they don't
realize? Well, I would be bored, too, if I watched television at all. And I would certainly be bored playing with dumb phones. So, you know, by thinking about those. So.
You know, I feel that
Sharon,
it's
anything
also...
Else?
I feel that parents ought to provide opportunities for the kid to do things. Like when we were children, I'm presuming we could go out and play. And you can do tons of things outside. People now live in cities or towns, and they are worried about the various predators that are probably out there, maybe not as extreme as they think, but it is a chance. So you can't just send your kid to the park and play by himself. But I feel like you should give them things they could do. I had lots of craft stuff. We had lots of things that kids could do. But I didn't do it for them. I just had all the supplies, you know. And our kids could play outside,
always,
actually.
There's always wash the car, you know. Get the hose out, get a bucket out, get a sponge out, wash the car. Sweep off the car porch.
Don't forget to polish.
Polish the car. Well, absolutely. Wax the car.
You know, I feel children should have chores, though, because they need to feel part of the family, okay? And if they're only being doted on, they're kind of like continual guests. And they need to feel like they have value and that they are part of a family and they all work together. But I also believe that kids can find things to do with almost anything. You think about the Pioneer children. They had very little to work with, and they still found things to do. So I agree. But I just think it's also good that parents provide things that they can make, do, build, you know, that type of thing.
I wonder if there was a line in Little House on the Prairie, Dad, I'm bored. I can't imagine.
If they were, I'll bet the parents put them to work.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah.
Sharon, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Deborah in Kentucky, welcome. You're on the air with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Good morning, Vincent and Dr. Shuley. Am I distorting because I'm on a portable phone with the speaker on? Is it okay?
You're just
good.
Fine.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, this morning I wanted to explain a little to you about thyroid adrenal situation that I've been dealing with for several years. My temp had been a 9.6 and a 9.3 for quite a while, and recently it's dropped to 9.5. My hair's falling out by the handfuls, and I'll just give you a brief overview of what I have been doing, and I would be so appreciative of any recommendations for what else to do or maybe what not to do. I've been taking a very quality thyroid adrenal complex for a while. I had been doing a multi-glandular to support all of the glands for about 4 or 5 months. I'm not doing that right now. Let me see. Iodine, I had been doing a very expensive quality iodine internally and had bumped it up quite a bit. And more recently, I've been doing a transdermal iodine that was, like it says, 1%, and then it says 3.1 VV, and that might have something to do with veterinary because that's where it had been purchased for, you know, for animals.
Well, obviously, you're doing the major things other than using Fire Bliss. I would definitely do that because it is the one other thing that you're not doing that might help your own thyroid gland recover. Now, we've got to face it. Some people cannot restore thyroid function. In my experiment with people who are iodine deficient, 60% can restore iodine function just by taking adequate iodine. The rest need at least Fire Bliss to activate it with stimulating 12 specific acupuncture points in the body with a roll-on mixture of essential oils. And there's a percentage of people who can't do it, and they really must take thyroid itself. And, of course, if you have to go to thyroid, I would use Armour's.
Sharon, do you have additional questions for Dr. Norm Shealy? Sharon? All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you might want to consider what happens if we're sold out and Hillary is selected as our president of corporate U.S. You would think that gun prices will go up very, very quickly. So if you want a gun, if you don't have one yet, or if you want to top off your supplies, your ammunition and accessories, there's a gun show at Kansas City, Missouri, October 22 and 23. KCI Expo Center, Kansas City, Missouri. You might want to check that out. That's the RK Gun Show. Fabulous shows, no question about it. I've been to many of them for about 10 years. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about the plastic plague. What would you like to share with us? Bisphenol A, it's in it's like everywhere. It's in the lining of soup cans.
Yeah, theoretically, I looked it up. 10% of the petroleum used goes into making plastic. Now, that's minor to some extent in oil use of petroleum, but it's major in health negativity. Yeah, plastic is not healthy. There's nothing else you can say. It's not healthy. Glass is the only really, really healthy thing. Even tin cans is not my favorite. But plastic sucks.
Mm-hmm. So we should avoid putting or buying plastic water bottles filled with water if we can.
And yet, compared to city water, I think the plastic bottle water is better. Because basically city water is loaded with chlorine and fluoride, both of which are also toxic. You know, everywhere you look, We have poisoned the planet. There's 550,000 different poisons released into the atmosphere every year.
Dr. Shuley, we only have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to hit a couple topics. The Monroe Institute. You spoke at the Monroe Institute, didn't you?
Yes, a couple of times. It's a wonderful place. Their original introduction back in the 70s of HemiSync, which is a modulation of sound that is excellent for relaxation and sleep, et cetera, is, I think, one of the great contributions.
And can you give us a thumbnail of what is past life therapy? And that's something that you teach.
Yes. There's no question in my mind that all of us have been here many, many times. The soul keeps coming back hoping we'll get it better in the next life. So past life therapy is a guided imagery to help you get your subconscious mind to bring up a life you have lived in the past that has maybe some unfinished business that's contributed to problems in this life. I think all major illnesses literally come because of anger, guilt, anxiety, depression that was not taken care of in a previous life.
Mm-hmm. And Christians would say that that's wrong. It's against what they've been trained. However, Christians want to go to heaven. So if they're now in heaven and they're looking back, they did have a past life, didn't they?
That is true. And of course, reincarnation was taught in Christianity until 325, when the Roman Empire took over the Bible.
And health and wellness, we were going to touch on that. What do we do to be as healthy as we can possibly be?
Well, the top of the list is to eat real food. 80% of the food in this country is junk. Mm-hmm. And all fast food restaurants are junk. 60% of the food in grocery stores is junk. So at the top of the list would have to be eat real food. And the average American eats only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And the minimum for health is 5. And I
was,
start my day with 5.
Okay. I was traveling, and I pulled into a gas station. And it was like a gas station convenience store. And they had a McDonald's attached to it. I went in the door, and I ended up in McDonald's there. And there was this very large young lady there, very large. And she said, "Hi, how's it going?" I said, "Hey, is food good here?" She said, "Oh, yeah, it's really good." I said, "Do you eat here often?" "Yeah." And there was a guy standing who was watching this, and he's just kind of smiling because he could see where I was going, but I didn't go there. I didn't say, "Wow, it looks like it's working." Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. NormShealy.com. Norm, NormShealy.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.